defiant president meets on immigration.
We're going to try and see if we can fix it.
Separation anxiety at the border.
They're crying. They're begging. They're pleading.
New airport advice for the TSA.
Check large containers of powder.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
Don't you have kids, Mr. President?
Shouts greeted President Trump as he went to a Capitol Hill meeting with House Republicans last night on immigration. His policy that separates children from parents at the southern border faces increasing fire from all over. Let's check in live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
We had a great meeting. Thank you very much.
Well, the president left his huddle with House Republicans sounding optimistic, but a path to a bill that would change the situation on the border isn't clear. We're told Mr. Trump endorsed both of the competing immigration proposals that Republicans are offering in the House this week. While one of the overhaul bills is seen as more strict than the other, backers say both would aim to keep families together after they're arrested on the border. But it's not clear this morning whether either has enough support to pass the House ahead of tomorrow's expected votes. And neither bill enjoys the support of Democrats, and that means they'd likely be dead on arrival in the Senate, where top Democrat Chuck Schumer says a new law isn't necessary.
The flick of a president's pen could solve this problem tomorrow.
The administration argues its hands are tied, that under current law and court rulings, it must hold children separately if parents are being prosecuted. But it was the decision to step up prosecutions that the administration itself made. Steve?
In Texas, there's where the influx of children has led officials to open what are called tender age shelters for the youngest of those held. Three are running now. A fourth will be set up in the Houston area. Immigration lawyer Eric Hanshew is advising some of the adults who are held.
They're asking us for all of the obvious questions, which are where's my daughter or son? How long are they going to be there? How can I help them? How are you going to help me? With tears, sobbing.
CBS's David Begno has our report this morning from the border.
Raul Ortiz, deputy chief for the Rio Grande Valley sector in South Texas, wanted us to see the exact spot where he says more people enter the U.S. illegally than anywhere else along the border. It's near McAllen.
Have you gone a day on the job where you didn't encounter someone crossing illegally?
No, I haven't.
Ortiz told us people will enter illegally even if they see the Border Patrol waiting on them.
Even if that means coming right into your arms,
yes,
and your handcuffs.
Most definitely, yeah.
I can sense the empathy in your voice.
All of us are from this area. We all grew up here. I grew up here. We're all human nonetheless, but we still have to do our job.
Opponents of the separation policy turned out when they learned Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen was having dinner in a D.C. Mexican restaurant. The protesters left before police arrived. The United States is leaving the UN's Human Rights Council. Ambassador Nikki Haley says it's been biased against Israel, self-serving, and hypocritical.
Human rights abusers continue to serve on and be elected to the council. The world's most inhumane regimes continue to escape scrutiny.
The FBI agent pulled off the Russia investigation because of anti-Trump texts was escorted out of the bureau's headquarters last Friday. It's said to be part of the FBI's internal investigation. Peter Strzok's attorney says his client's been the victim of unfounded personal attacks.
Pete would be the first to admit that it was a mistake to send these texts. I mean, he sent them and with the expectation that they would remain private.
Strzok was sharply criticized in last week's report on the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Emergency crews in the Corpus Christi area worked through the night to rescue people who got stranded in their cars in rising floodwater. Heavy rain caused all kinds of issues along the Texas Gulf Coast. Chris Jacobs' home outside Beaumont took on a lot of water.
It's not good seeing everything floating on the floor, and we just got all our work done, all of the repairs from Harvey. Now we're forced with fixing that or tearing it out or who knows what.
Paramedics in Chicago are under investigation after a 17-year-old boy was covered with a sheet while others wounded in a housing complex shooting were treated. The teen had head wounds but was not dead. He began to move. He did die a day later. If you're off to the airport today, be aware of this. TSA screeners will be checking containers that hold any kind of powder. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve says they'll want them removed from carry-ons, same as liquids.
Flyers will begin hearing requests to take powders out of their carry-on bags if the container is more than 350 milliliters, about the size of a soda can. Passengers may hear airlines encouraging people to check containers of powder.
Some organic material, such as powder, can resemble explosive material on scanning machines. South Korea's president has called on North Korea's leader to put out a plan with concrete steps toward denuclearization. Kim Jong-un is visiting China, hailing the unity between the two countries. Canada has joined Uruguay as the only countries with a national policy that legalizes recreational use of marijuana. The law passed yesterday will go into effect sometime in September. Major wireless carriers have agreed to stop a practice that critics said was an invasion of customers' privacy. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile have pledged to stop sharing their customers' location data with brokers who then sell it on without their owner's knowledge or consent. Now, sharing location information can have a legitimate purpose in fraud prevention or emergency roadside assistance, for instance. But Verizon alone revealed that about 75 companies have been obtaining its customer data from third-party data brokers, and it's not yet clear how that information was used. Steve?
Well, just 30 stocks make up the Dow Jones Industrials. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says one of them, General Electric, has been unplugged.
This is a company that has been in the Dow Jones Industrial Average for more than a century, and now it's basically been booted out. And the folks who run the index basically say that it no longer reflects the U.S. economy.
Walgreens will replace GE on the Dow. A new J.D. Power survey has just been released on automotive quality. Jeff Gilbert has details from WWJ Radio.
The Porsche 911 is the most trouble-free vehicle on the road. Can't afford that. The Korean car makers have the top brands, says J.D. Power automotive director David Sargent.
They are very, very focused on understanding what American consumers want from their vehicles and then delivering exactly what customers want.
American brands are improving, led by Fiat Chrysler, with Japanese car makers' quality no longer standing out. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, Detroit.
Hyundai says it's signed a deal with Audi to develop electronic vehicles powered by fuel cells. The agreement means the two companies and their affiliated automakers will share components, supplies, and licensing. This is the World News Roundup, winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast for the fifth year in a row. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.